In our gospel passage from Luke, we heard the Lord speak about prayer, the practice of prayer in the life of the believer. On the one hand are those who, like the Pharisee, thank God for their exceptionalism in comparison with others. On the other hand are those who pray like the tax collector, humble and contrite down to the very core of their being. The Pharisee's life of prayer is additionally formed by the practices of fasting and tithing his income. But it is evident that these practices, while very good in themselves, have not instilled in him any virtues. On the contrary, they have only encouraged the vice of pride. The Pharisee glorifies himself in his prayer rather than God, and we may safely assume that it is that in the rest of his daily activities, this Pharisee loves himself more than anyone else, including God. So Jesus provides a positive example to counterbalance the unfortunate self-glorifying Pharisee. In the tax collector, we do not find someone who glorifies himself and his deeds. Rather, we see someone intimately aware of his own failures. Such a prayer, honestly prayed, is not likely to encourage pride. On the contrary, the virtue of humility will be developed. Even more, Jesus tells us that the person who prays with humility will be both justified and exalted. In one sense, God answers the prayers of both. The humble one who prays for mercy will receive it. God offers his merciful hand to such persons, and he raises them up. But the prideful one, who merely thanks God for its exceptionalism, will remain just that, a lonely figure, stagnating in the ignorance of his need for God's merciful grace. So we might ask ourselves, in our own life of prayer, which figure do we most resemble? Are we like the Pharisee in Jesus' parable, ignoring God's mercy by relishing in our own pride, conceit, or boastfulness? Or are we like the tax collector, who falls on his knees before God, begs for mercy, and is rewarded? Maybe at times we are a little bit of both. So my sisters and brothers, as we gather for this Eucharist, let us ask the Holy Spirit to guide our minds and our hearts with the power of his grace, that we may grow spiritually to a life of humble and sincere prayer as experienced by the tax collector. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.